I'm extremely grateful for it, even though I kind of came in here kicking and screaming, and I did not like it at first. I really don't know where I would be without Fulshear, in all honesty. So my parents and I were not getting along. The 6 months prior before I came to Fulshear, I was really angry. I have intermittent rage. I wasn't taking my medication regularly. I wasn't really engaged in therapy. There was a lot of family conflict, and I just felt, like, really alone. And I was smoking a lot of pot, mostly, like, for self-medicating. And I think that I was just so far gone, I couldn't even help myself. And my view of reality was so distorted, I didn't even know that I needed help. I graduated high school in May of 2016. Shortly after, my parents had kind of had enough of me. We just really weren't speaking. It was really rough. Late June, they told me that I would be going to Wilderness. And, oh, wow, did I go in kicking and screaming. Wilderness was a wake-up call. It did help, and it saved my life. I spent 3 months there, and my parents told me I would be going to an aftercare program, and I was very upset. It was like, all right, you can either go to Fulshear and we're going to financially support you, or if you don't decide to go to Fulshear, like, we're not going to financially support you. That was really hard to hear because I was really angry. I don't really blame my parents for holding that boundary because they wanted to push me in the right direction, and they did an awesome job with it. Yeah, I'm really glad that Fulshear was the only option. When I was at Wilderness, I was frightened, and I felt, like, really powerless over my life. I got on the phone with Helene, and I had a ton of questions. I was, like, ready to roast her. And, you know, she gave me really, really good answers, and I was so surprised. And by the end of the call, I told Helene, I said, you know, I really, like, I can't help but like you. I, you know, went out of Wilderness, came to Fulshear a few days later, and it was really hard. I said, Wilderness fixed me. Like, I don't need any help. I don't need to be here. And this went on for a good month. I was very wrong. It wasn't until, like, my second treatment team where, you know, treatment team got really real with me, and they were like, listen, like, this is it. And I started really, like, making connections. Ever since then, I never looked back, and I have made some amazing friends here. But, you know, the beginning was really hard. You're the only one who can really, like, progress in your treatment unless you invest in it. My parents always say to me, we sent you to treatment because we want you to be the best version of yourself. And Fulshear has really helped me with that because I really have been able to, like, recognize my worth. And, like, the whole core meaning and the whole core issue thing was very, very helpful. I love the staff. They are so personable. I felt like I've become a more accepting and more empathetic person towards people that are different than me. I've learned a lot from the staff because they do give you hard feedback and they do give you advice. And I think that some staff here have given me the best advice ever, and I've, like, carried that throughout my treatment. The therapists are just amazing. My therapist, Michelle Mitchell, is, I don't know where I would be without her. The relationship that, you know, Michelle has built with me, I know is very important to her, and I really value having a relationship with my therapist because I haven't had that before. Something I really did like about the ranch, even though a lot of people don't like it, that, you know, they do limit your phone and email time. Isolating yourself while you're at the ranch is very important because you literally can focus on yourself, and that was really beneficial to me because I could connect with the girls I was with at the ranch who happened to be, like, some of my best friends. Because I would, at the end of my stay, I would, like, deny phone and email time to just hang out with my friends. I really do like the way the apartments are because, you know, most everybody has their stuff together. People are more high-functioning. It's really made me realize that the apartments, like, you know, this is like, somewhat like real life, and I want my life to be healthy. And, you know, I think that's really motivated me because I really just want my life to be better because I don't really want to go back to my old ways at all because I know I wasn't happy. The freedom was a little overwhelming at first, but it's been really great. I'm fully integrated in the community. I feel much more comfortable in my apartment, around staff too, and my friends, of course. One of my treatment goals is locus of control, and I have an outward locus of control, which is, you know, why is everything happening to me? So zero accountability, and I have gotten so much better at that. I feel like I have more of a clear head, and I can take accountability for my actions. Knowing that I can have a conversation with my parents now without it breaking out into a huge fight is just, like, really powerful for me, because I know that I've worked, like, really hard to improve my relationship with my parents. Emotionally regulating has been super liberating for me. That's been a really big part of my treatment, and it's nice to know that, like, I have the ability to control myself. Knowing that I can take accountability for my behaviors and being like, you know what, like, you need to emotionally regulate, you can do this, is, like, really helpful and powerful. I really do love myself, and I did not have that before full cheer. I really considered myself as, like, a total failure. I'm like, well, I didn't go to college this year, like, this totally sucks. And knowing that I have more self-confidence and I realize, you know, like, I am important and, like, life is worth living has made life so much better. And, like, that's really powerful. It's been mostly through my individual therapy where I've gained the feeling of feeling powerful, because I've accepted that, you know, I do have control over my emotions, and, like, having control over most things in my life and realizing that, like, I can make decisions for myself has been awesome. Julian, I understand that a lot of this is very scary and you feel like your parents are backing you into a corner, and it's really not fair. I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be very hard, but if you decide to go through with full share, it's probably going to be the best option for you. It's going to be really hard, and you are not alone in this. Your parents want the best for you. This is going to be really beneficial for you in the long run. After your call with Helene, I'm sure that you're going to feel a lot better about this. I would also probably say to myself that this is only 1 year of your life, and this 1 year is going to be extremely beneficial. To the outcome of full share is going to be extremely beneficial. Once again, I really understand how hard this is and that you're struggling and that you're very angry, but your anger is just going to hold you back. I can promise you that full share will do wonders for you. It will do wonders for you, mom and dad, and it'll really show you that, you know, you aren't the identified patient in your family. There's stuff that, you know, that mom and dad have done to play into this, and full share does an amazing job with that. I can guarantee you that not everybody is crazy over there, and you will make some of the best friends that you have ever made in your entire life, and you're going to be happier. I would probably, like, conclude the letter with, I can guarantee you that you're going to be happier. I wish they had known that treatment does take time. My parents were under the impression I would, like, be at full share for, like, 3 months or 4 months. That things take time, and, you know, you can't rush it. That's something I really wish they would have known. Something I really wish they know is that the family therapy really makes a huge difference in the treatment. And my parents were a little bit wary of family therapy at first, because my dad, he's very stubborn. So I wish that, you know, they would have been a little bit more open-minded to that. And if I could tell them that back in the past, I think that would have benefited them a lot in regards to, like, our progress and my progress as well. Especially, like, you know, these things take time, because my parents are kind of like, okay, like, one and done, like, off to the next thing. That's a pattern I've also had to break, which, like, you know, contributes to, like, my really bad future tripping, but, you know, that's something I'm working on. But those are the two main things I would definitely tell my parents. So after I graduate full cheer, I plan to go to either Miami University in Ohio, I'm from Cleveland, or I would love to go to University of Cincinnati or University of Dayton. I really want to go to school. It's been extremely important to me. It's something I don't want to miss out on. I think that, you know, the next few years of my life, you know, being sober and being happy, being really committed to my education and knowing what I want in life is my ideal version for the next few years. And keeping healthy friends is a big thing for me. Making sure that, you know, I have healthy relationships with people is huge. I really want to go to law school as well. I really, really want to be a lawyer. So those are like my ideal plans for the next few years. I really do think that I need to continue going to therapy until I find necessary, because, you know, your treatment doesn't really have an ending, in my opinion, because you can always improve on yourself. And I just really want to, like, I really do want to live my life and, like, knowing that I am the best version of myself. And, like, yes, you will always have rough days, but I do really want the majority of my days to, you know, be good days, and I'm really looking forward to better days, because that's enough. I just, like, want that more than anything, and I know that my parents want the same for me, which is really, really comforting. They've been extremely supportive.